I was a snow beast. The great snow monster from the north. What self-respecting designer would create such a hideous dress? I attempted to shove down the outrageous organza skirt that flared from my waist in a way that would make Scarlett O'Hara jealous, but it only bounced back. Then there were the large bows trimming the hemline. Somehow they seemed to make the skirt wider. I won't fit through the door of the chapel. Would I even fit down the aisle? My father couldn't escort me without tripping on a bow and face-planting in the middle of the procession. Oh, pooh. Faith Bennett, my mother, the woman who bore me, at least, wore the most ridiculous, dreamy expression while she picked at the puff sleeves, making them balloon further than they already were. Meanwhile, my sister Jane gave a small snort, one hand on her sizable baby bump. The little snot was trying not to laugh. I knew when I saw this in the bridal store that it would be perfect, said Faith. My best friend and I have always called my mother by her first name. I'm not sure when it started, but at times it seemed to make her more bearable. If only I'd been able to have a beautiful gown when I married, but my mother wouldn't hear of it. I suppressed the urge to roll my eyes. How many times had I heard my mother's wedding tale of woe? My parents' wedding ceremony had been of the shotgun variety. Faith Gardner had been 3 months pregnant when my grandparents discovered her condition. So Faith and Benjamin Bennett had been married 2 weeks later, which also happened to be my mother's 18th birthday. Faith had no dream wedding. Instead, my grandparents took Faith and Benjamin to the closest justice of the peace. The happy, or not so happy, couple were wed in the living room with no cake, no reception, and no pretty wedding dress. But this isn't even one of the gowns I tried on. I pressed down on the skirt again, but it poofed out further. I pressed my lips together so I wouldn't groan. Even the dress was mocking me. I know you loved the Vera Wang, Lizzie, but that one wasn't romantic enough. You picked a gown with no lace. I mean, who wears a wedding dress without one stitch of lace? A lot of people, Mom, said Jane. Faith waved off Jane's response. Wait until Bill sees you in this gown. He'll fall all over himself. Bill's not really the falling type. He was more the stick-up-the-ass type, if I was being honest. How was I going to spend the rest of my life with a man who chewed each bite of his meal exactly 20 times? He counted the stairs going up to make sure he had equal steps with his right and left leg. So far, I'd never witnessed what happened when the number of steps wasn't even. I guess I would, one day. The thought made my eyes burn. With a sigh, Faith clasped her hands together at her chest. I don't believe that. Bill always speaks so highly of you, Lizzie. He's also dependable and has an excellent career ahead of him. I know he's not rich yet, but I'm certain he'll get that promotion at DeBerg. He'll be the perfect husband. You'll see. For the 1,000th time this morning, I swallowed hard. The acid stinging the back of my throat made me grimace. I was going to vomit. I was going to hyperventilate. I was going to... We need to put on your veil. It's almost time. My mother practically skipped over to the box while I pressed my palm to my stomach as it churned. Is Aunt Mattie here? I'm sure she's being seated as we speak. I swayed in my spot. I need a minute alone.